See, but this is a side of God that people don't see. They don't think God makes them sick. I didn't. You could ask me 20 years ago, who makes me sick? I would have said, the devil does it. But see, I didn't realize the devil was working for God.
That means she could have been innocent before she found out how guilty he was.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, what is that? Well, we'll start here when we come back. What we're going to do right quick, we're going to take up an offering for our ministry. We do this at the intercession of all of our healing schools, and then we're going to take a break. If you want to give to our ministry, if you want to give, make a check, give it out, make it out to TLSM. If you need an offering envelope, Cheryl will give you, or somebody, Sharon back there, will give you an envelope. If you're going to give cash and you want a receipt for your cash, ask Sharon back there. She will give you an envelope, and you can put your money in that, and then put your name and phone number and address and everything on there where we can record it, or we can give you a receipt. And if you need an offering envelope, one of the girls will give them to you. And if you are just going to give a check, all you need to do, if it's got your information on it, just write TLSM on it and put it in the bag. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless the gift and the giver. And Lord, we thank you for blessing them. In Jesus' name, amen. So they're going to pass these out, and then we're going to take up an offering, and then we're going to take a break. The bathrooms are all around down the hall and down the little hallway out there. There is 6 bathrooms out there, and if those are all full and you need to go in a hurry in through the nursery, there's a 7th one back in there. Somebody will show you how to get to it back in the nursery. So there's 7 bathrooms in the building. This is a little better than when we were down at Dallas. We had 2. Up here, we got one big bathroom down the end of the hall there for those that have wheelchairs, so you have room to get around in there. A much bigger bathroom. I built one big one because I knew that some people were in wheelchairs and they need to go to bathroom too. And so sometimes they need more room than a little one. So are we ready to pass the little sack? So if we pass this, the Lord says, give and it'll be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. As you give unto the Lord, He'll return unto you. We don't stress a whole lot on giving. We just let God do what He wants to do. So praise God. Just hand that back to the next lady back there on the back. And yeah, let them pass it down. Praise the Lord. We are blessed today by your attendance. And we trust that wherever you come from, that as you go back home, you will take these words and they will change you, and you'll start reading and getting into the Word. And the other night when we were at Detroit while we were taking the offering, I'll tell you that after there was 1,500 people there the second night, and there was no way I could pray for each individual person. I'd have been there forever. So I just told him, if you'll repent of your sins, I'll pray a blessing or a prayer over you. And I said, the King I serve, He'll heal you because He's the healer. And there was just immediately one lady that had pain in both knees was instantly healed. And another lady had been diagnosed that day with breast cancer, had a knot in her breast and had been diagnosed as malignant. She heard the promises and she repented of her sins and stood on those. And right there in the service when I prayed, God, she had her hand on her breast for that knot when I prayed, and she felt the knot totally disappear under her hand. And that woman, she was screaming, crying, laughing, and everything when she come to the front. You can understand that, can't you? She was a very, very happy girl. And we were very happy for her, you know, that God had healed this woman. But we got to see Him do several things. So, but Job chapter 4, verse 8 says, even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. Now, stop and think about what God says. Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness, they will reap the same. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. In the New Testament, let's see what Galatians 6, 7 says. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, You know, let's face it, you have no idea the impact you will have on your children. But these men and women that are out here today that are not living for God, you know, that are running around, involved in all kinds of wickedness, you know, I mean, of course, the big one today, somebody came to me here a while back and said, I ain't never heard a preacher talk about sex as much as you talk about sex. I said, well, it's the biggest sin in the church today. I mean, there's no two ways about it. It's the biggest sin in the church. There's supposed to be no sex outside of wedlock in the church. Zero, none. I mean, it's all through the book. Let not fornication be found among my children. Not even one time let this sin be named among my children. And it's like people in a church. They get saved, and what do? Go out and sleep around. And they get saved, and then they go into church, and they go out and mess around. And they run around. Even after they get married, they run around. And, of course, if they were sexually active before they got married, I can assure you one of them is going to commit adultery on the other one. It's just going to happen. God's going to see to it. He speaks a curse over you just like He does David. If David never had any problem in his life till he went out and committed sin with Bathsheba, and after that, all he had was hell in his house. And God spoke it. He told him that's what's going to happen. So, you know, if you want to have a good life, somewhere along the line, if you want to have no sickness and disease and your children not be sick, somewhere along the line, somebody's going to have to stop sinning and start working holy in obedience to God's Word. You know that, brother? That's required, isn't it? Seemed like I read somewhere he said, be ye holy. Oh, for I am holy. You read that too, haven't you, brother? I mean, did God just make this book just to be talking? No. This is an owner's manual for life. And he means exactly what he says. You know, just like the other day, I walked down here to, I didn't walk, drove down here to a parts house to get a part for my car. And a young man, when I walked in, he said, oh, Pastor, I've got to ask you a question. Okay. He said, I went to a funeral last week. And said there was a, the pastor asked any of us if we wanted to say anything about our friend. And he says, several of us did. And then he said, right at the very end, the woman, one of the women that came, said she was wearing a little halter top and a pair of short shorts, and she came to his funeral like that. He said, what would you have said to her? I said, nothing. I wouldn't have said nothing to her. You know, I said, your friend. I said, you're a young man. I said, your friend. How old was your friend? He said, 36. I said, and you went to a funeral? I said, was the guy a Christian? He said, well, he said he was. I said, but what do you mean when you say he said he was? He didn't live it then, did he? If he died at 36. He said, no. I said, was he sexually involved? Yeah. I said, did he drink some? Oh, yeah. Did he do drugs? Oh, yeah. Did he cuss a little? Oh, yeah. He done all them things. I said, you know what the Lord says about a man that lives like that? He says he will die early. And I said, he died at 36. I said, one more time, the Word of God confirms itself. See? Now, if that boy thought that living like that was going to kill him at 36, he might have changed the way he does business, right? But you know, probably nobody ever told him that in church. You know, he probably heard in church, oh, well, you're living under grace. You can just do anything you want to do now, and God will be forgiving, and He'll forgive you. Now, anybody ever heard that? Hey, that ain't in the book. That ain't the book I read. I never found that in there nowhere. I did read in there where that if you sin, He will afflict you and strike you. Right here He says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that also he shall reap. So, if you go around sowing love and you're good to everybody and doing good things, what do you think is going to come back to you? Love and good things. Now, if you're that little hellion and you're out there drinking and cussing and running around, sleeping around with the girls and all that kind of stuff, what do you think is going to happen to you? Die early. That's exactly right. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Now then, if you happen to bring one or two or three children in the world in the period of time you're sowing your wild oats, and you do that, guess what's going to happen to those kids? They're going to die and go to hell most of the time. Most of the time. There ain't no hope. Because you put a curse on those kids. unless those kids happen to be lucky and somebody happens to start interceding for those children. Now, if you find a great man of God that'll take on a little child, I say, who knows how old that child may be, and start praying for that child's salvation. And the earlier you start it, the quicker you will bring them into the kingdom. But if nobody prays for those little kids, guess what happened? They're going to grow up, be just like daddy. They're going to be out there doing the same dumb things. And they're going to live like that. And they're going to die. And people are going to say, what a shame. Look at that guy, 20 years old, and he got killed in a car wreck. Did he walk with God? No. But maybe he did walk with God, and he still got killed in a car wreck. Well, he was under a curse. People never think about that. Just like the little lady that came here a few months ago with a mother and grandmother, and they brought a little three-year-old girl to the healing school. And they came up for prayer, and I said, what's the problem? And they said, she can't eat any kind of a nut, especially peanuts. If she eats a nut, her throat starts swelling up, and the doctor says, if we don't have this particular, whatever it was, that they had to take with them to give her, in other words, they said she could walk, if I've been eating peanuts and with my hands, and I walk up to shake hands with her, I don't have a peanut left in my hand, but I've been eating them. And I walk up and touch her. Yeah, she starts getting sick and her throat starts swelling up. I said, that's a demon. That's a demon, and it's a generational curse. I said, now somebody in y'all's background, I said, mother, it could be you. It could be grandmother. They were the only ones here. But I said, somebody in somebody's life down below that this little girl came out of had a generational curse upon them, and the curse is passed down to this child. I said, now right now today, I said, if you and mother and grandmother and y'all will all repent of your sins, I said, then I will break the curse over this little girl because Jesus made us a great promise in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, 14, and 15. Now I want you to go there. We see here in Galatians 3, 13, 14, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.